Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out, Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, dog? This is Keisha.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice World.
This your man, Mastermind of Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
We just had episode 321 last night with the Dirty OGs. Tonight we got the homie Poppy, you know what I'm saying, and Sean Campbell. He's going to be back. He should be here after a while. He's got some things he's got to take care of, but he's going to call in. I never knew this. He posted a picture the other day of Tribe Called Quest album, where the album where they had all the dudes' faces on the cover.
Yeah, one the Midnight Marauders. They had some of everybody on that motherfucker. Grandmaster,
Too Short. I mean, I was never really into that album. You know what I'm saying? I never really got into Tribe Called Quest, but I remember it. I remember seeing a bunch of people, but I had no idea Poppy was on that cover. So it goes to show you, this dude was really around that shit everywhere. He was all over the place, you know what I'm saying, in the hip-hop world. And of course, earlier this year, he, he basically, along with Ron Savage, told the world that Afrika Bambaataa molested them, as well as others. And, we've had Poppy on several times, and we've had Ron Savage on the show. And, you know, what really got me was when KRS said that stuff about, I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? We all know that interview. You remember that interview? I forget who he did.
Oh, yeah. I heard him say it again, man. He was on the Breakfast Club, not the Breakfast Club, but he was on the fucking drink champs, like, last week. And he said that same shit again. You know what I'm saying? And then it's punk motherfuckers. They don't like to credit us, Prez. You already know that. You know what I'm saying? We just some interview from time to time. As far as what they say, you know what I'm saying? So that's how that shit happened. I was like, what the fuck? Right. Here they go again.
Yeah, no doubt, man. They want You know what I'm saying? They don't want to credit nothing, but then again, Drink Champs, what was that dude talking about? That they were like the first podcast or some shit. I don't even know what the fuck he was saying.
Basically, they were trying to act like they the first and the only ones that paying homage to legends and shit on their podcast. That's what they want to do.
Yeah, y'all motherfuckers.
And I'm like, y'all need to check the facts. And then I know they heard the show because the KRS-One got into MC Shan and KRS, and they was asking him where did he the new beef or whatever, and they was like, yeah, we heard it in the interview, and then Nori's like, yeah, I listened to the interview, blah, blah, blah. Like, tell motherfuckers where you heard it from. You ain't the only motherfuckers that's doing this shit. We doing it. Everybody know where it was at. So, you know, I got to spam their comments instantly once I know they not giving us our due shine. So, shouts out to the people that liked my comment.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, man. You know what's crazy is, and even us, I realize that there's plenty of other people out there. You know, say we're going to be having a guy. He's got a radio show called Detroit Unplugged. We were talking about this last night. He's going to be on the show coming up here in a couple weeks. Got a lot of people coming up on the show, Mac. I'm telling you, man.
You know, my thing is, I don't care. Like you just said. Like, yes, a lot of people doing a similar type of things and interviewing the same type of people, if not the same people. There ain't nothing wrong with that, but stop shitting on the underground all the time. Like, y'all just came up with something that we already been doing forever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's my, you know how it is. Fuck the mainstream. Fuck the lamestream. That's why I get so sentimental.
Well,
they just steal from you. You know what I'm saying?
You already know, with the mainstream. My thoughts on the mainstream. I mean, look what they're doing to Carino. The guy just dropped 7 albums on one day.
Cold ass album.
They're not even acknowledging this dude. You know what I'm saying? Which is disgusting, considering, you know, saying this era in hip hop. You know what I'm saying? What they consider to be talented. You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy. I'm going to go to a little break. We're going to listen to this K. Reno song. This is called Flash Backwards. You know what I'm saying? It's a dope track. It's off one of the 7 albums. And you go out and cop all 7 of them if you can. Flash Backwards. Check out the concept for this song. Tell me this shit ain't original in 2016.
Exactly.
Flash Backwards. What if we could? What if we could on our own?
The mind triggers an action.
What if we didn't have a choice?
The eyes can tell a story that the mouth is never
told. A picture captures a moment. A song speaks to the soul. A prayer strengthens the spirit. The world seeks to control. The mind triggers an action. Your life's part of the whole. The eyes can tell a story that the mouth is never told. A picture captures a moment. The song speaks to the soul. A prayer strengthens the spirit. The world seeks to control. The mind triggers an action. Your life's part of the whole. The eyes can tell a story that the mouth is never told. Here I stand, a full-grown man, assessing my future plans from the point where I am. My memory opens up and then it starts to expand, and aspects of life began to be rerun. Normally I'm moving fast, no thoughts of the past keep. Now things from childhood are more vivid than last week. Recollections from my far and immediate past creep. Feeling partially sedated, or should I say half sleep. Had to sit down and think what's happening in my mind. How come my brain is now just recapturing the times? I can see my whole history in flashes of my prime. Clear visions of my existence are graphically defined. Nothing blurry or cloudy, they definitively come. Instead of tapering off, they continually run across my timeline, diametrically directed, manifesting quicker than my aptitude to process it. A picture captures a moment. A song speaks to the soul. A prayer strengthens the spirit. The world seeks to control. The mind triggers an action. Your life's part of the whole. The eyes can tell a story that the mouth is never told. A picture captures a moment. The song speaks to the soul. A prayer strengthens the spirit. The world seeks to control. The mind triggers an action. Your life's part of the whole. The eyes can tell a story that the mouth is never told. I can feel myself going back,
going back.
I can feel myself going back. I seen it all and done it all without knowing that.
When the trouble winds blow at me, I'm blowing back. How can all these thoughts navigate this fast indeed? 24 billion miles per second is the average speed. I'm still alive, I ain't dying, don't confuse the game. Life ain't flashing before my eyes, it's traveling through my brain. Building up my character to face a better foe. Preparing me for something bigger than I'd ever know. Some of my points of stress have not been honestly addressed. Can't be my best with dark moments subconsciously suppressed. A total sum of me is what I made it become. All categories of life consolidated is one. You have to make your life do it, not do what it makes you. You have to take the world over before it overtakes you. It captures a moment, a song speaks to the soul. A prayer strengthens the spirit, the world seeks to control. The mind triggers an action, your life's part of the whole. The eyes can tell a story that the mouth is never told. A picture captures a moment, the song speaks to the soul. A prayer strengthens the spirit, the world seeks to control. The mind triggers an action, your life's part of the whole. The eyes can tell a story that the mouth is never told. The cause will soon materialize shortly. A couple of hours of thought to 5 years off me. Light strikes my eyes, I'm instantly energized. Within a matter of minutes, I looked and I'm 25. I smile when I arrive, celebrated all the way there. When I reached 22, I was wishing I could stay there. But I kept going backwards, looking younger in the mirror. Every stage that I entered played music from the era. It was beautiful as ever, I was youthful, I was clever. Didn't want to move from it, cause I knew that it was better. I slipped up my teen years, now whether spoken or not. I feel that I'm going too far back, hoping it stops. Middle school, elementary school, no longer older. Now I can't talk, I can't even walk, I'm in a stroller. Then back to the day of birth, somehow I remember though. Back into the belly, changing from fetus to embryo. Then a sperm cell exit in the egg in reverse. Then out of the memory of both parents, I dispersed. Wow. Then I heard a voice say how ungrateful that I had been. It said, when you appreciate life, I'll send you back again. A picture captures a moment, a song speaks to the soul. A prayer strengthens the spirit, the world seeks to control. The mind triggers an action, your life's part of the whole. The eyes can tell a story that the mouth is never told. A picture captures a moment, a song speaks to the soul. A prayer strengthens the spirit, the world seeks to control. The mind triggers an action, your life's part of the whole. The eyes can tell a story that the mouth is never told.
A picture captures a moment, a song speaks to the soul. A prayer strengthens the spirit, the world seeks to control. The mind triggers an action, your life's part of the whole. The eyes can tell a story that the mouth is never told, yo.
Now, if you don't feel that, I don't think you know what the fuck hip-hop is.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's doper than a lot of the shit I heard as a kid. You know what I'm saying? I mean, with K. Reno, he just keeps elevating his game to the next level. I mean, this dude went from being, 45-year-old man to exiting the thoughts of his parents' minds. From the egg to the embryo, all that shit. I mean, that was fucking intense, man, how that dude did that. You don't hear any kind of concepts or any kind of storytelling like that. We got the homie Brandon on with us. How you doing, Brandon?
Yo, what up,
what's up with you, man?
What up would it be?
What up, man? That K. Reno track, man, that's crazy, man. That song is dope, man. I think that's the best song I heard all year, man.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely up there for sure. So shout out to him because he put out 7 albums worth of that stuff, man.
Right, 7 albums of shit like what you just heard. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like it don't get no better than that. Even if they only highlighted one of the 7 albums, it's killing anything. So he could just close your eyes and pick out an album. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to be better than 99.999% of everything that I've heard in the last year or so.
Yeah, I think, especially with this accomplishment, man, K. Reno's one of my favorites, but I actually think, with these 7 albums and the quality, I think it puts him at the greatest of all time. I really do. He might not be my favorite. Tupac kind of holds that spot permanently. But, I just think that K. Reno, his catalog is so deep, and there's nothing bad in it. You know what I mean? There's just nothing bad in it. You know what I mean? Like, he hasn't had one album that's like, man, that shit ain't good. Every album he brings. So, I mean, I just salute him. I think he's the greatest of all time, man, for real.
Yeah. Ain't nobody touching him lyrically, especially in the rap game. You know, we played on Underground Saturday Night. I was filling in for you, Mac, last week. We played a comparison between Lil Yachty and K-Reno, and it was just it was hilarious because
they ain't even on that level, man. Like, like Lil, just the name alone, Lil Yachty.
Yeah, like what the hell? It's almost like, okay, the show topic tonight, you know what I'm saying, is about keeping pedophiles out of hip-hop. You know, when you look at Yachty, you know what I'm saying, and this new generation, it's almost like that's the product of what these pedophiles and these motherfuckers created. Because look at hip-hop now, you know what I'm saying, and here we found out all these years later that certain individuals was getting molested by certain figures in hip-hop.
Right.
And now you got this whole generation of these dudes, you know what I'm saying, in purple dresses with umbrellas and crap. I mean, just listen to this bullshit. This first part is Lil Yachty. The second part is K-Reno. This is horrible. I hate to do this to our listeners' ears.
Call like Minnesota, riding around on voters. Money sitting up, it's it way above your shoulders. I was eating pork and rinds with a bitch from New York Times. I don't eat no pork and rinds, but that bitch was mighty fine. I got gold all on my necklace, tatted up my arms. Now my mama think I'm reckless. Got guns under my mattress. I was jugging since the youngin', free my older cousin Reese. From Hamilton, my DC, I rock MBs like I'm greasy. Flip on banging out the world. Gucci on my drawers, why the fuck you in these streets? If you scared of them for war.
Word aesthetics, a veteran with a nice word fetish. It's imperative that I shred him up like iceberg lettuce. I strip the earth naked, plus I perfected my work ethic. The first second, the nurse gave my mother my birth record. The precocious quote theologian, I read notes that repost, and the results leave droves and confusions. And I'm overpowering, don't have to shout him in to be louder than them. Plus every now and then I'm inverting my outer skin. This a flower, these sour dollars throughout the deflower. Our power, sipping his house, kill him in the shower. Swinging a meat cleaver, the people become believers. Cause I'm still breathing with a 300 degree fever. Speak with a street sweeper, heat seeker, the complete leader of the beat bleeders. Think a million leagues deeper. Every night that we write, we strike beats precisely. You're not even Vanna White can flip words like me.
I mean, come on, man. There's no fucking comparison. It's like, how in the hell is the first part of that clip getting, you know what I'm saying, millions and millions of hits where K-Reno, you know, is barely under the radar? I mean, people know who K-Reno is in the underground, but he should be the one on a Sprite commercial. That Lil Yachty or these other motherfuckers.
Yep. Right, it should sound like if Barney got real fucked up on Molly's and Flock and shit like that. It sounds like some demented fucking nursery rhymes. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you, dude?
And this is the
stuff that they'll push.
And yeah, you got K-Reno over here. He's got a positive message. You know what I'm saying? He's got extreme wordplay to fuck with your mental, you know what I'm saying, which is good for anybody. And then he's just talented. And then the other level, you got this guy talking about using synthetic drugs and no talent at all, mumbles, high-pitched squeals, weird sounds. I mean, he's almost like a fucking alien or something. I don't even know what the fuck he is. I just don't know. I just know he's not hip hop.
Yeah, all this shit is dark, man. It's just some bullshit.
Hip hop at all. You know what I'm saying? What we heard last night, Dirty OGs, that's hip hop. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's hip hop. You know, Naughty by Nature, that's fucking hip hop. You know?
Yeah.
Not this shit that they got on the radio today. I'll tell you what, man, we got the homie Exit Only. I'm going to bring him on real quick because he's got a dope album coming out, Mortal Words, in January. How you doing, Exit?
What's going on with you, Scott, Jay, Brandon, everybody good?
Yeah, what's going on with you, Exit?
Oh, maintaining, family, maintaining. And I just have to say it, Scott, don't ever play that little yachty shit again. That shit really has no, it should get no airplay on this station whatsoever, no acknowledgement
horrible,
whatsoever.
Man.
I really would love for y'all to even stop mentioning this lit piss name. Just let that shit die, because he's dead to me.
Yo, I got to give Exit Only props, man, because I've had some private conversations with him, and Exit Only is love for hip-hop, man. I mean, it shows through his music. I mean, like, just talking to him, man, like, me and him, we've had a couple phone conversations, man, and, man, we bullshit for, like, an hour every time. Like, I'll have to ask him one little question, and we end up talking for an hour, man. So I salute you, Exit Only, man. You're one of the real ones, man. I appreciate you, bro.
Last
man, I appreciate
breathe,
that.
Man. You know, because,
but I salute y'all, man, for opening up an airway that we have a chance to actually get heard. Somebody asked a question earlier, how did this shit even get played, that bullshit that we just heard? And I'm going to explain how. Motherfuckers are not paying attention to words. They're only listening to the music. If you really listen to that little rat shit that he just got through doing, he didn't do nothing but mark the melody of the track played behind him. And if you go and listen to what K. Reno did, he took a canvas and painted a picture on it. All Yachty did was hook with... Fuck that. I ain't even mentioned his name. That little punk motherfucker did was just hold up a camera. So that's the difference between being an artist and doing whatever that bullshit they doing. And that shit really needs to die, because that shit is killing this game. I'm talking about literally killing this game, for real, for real. But yeah, y'all explained it earlier. This pedophilia shit is the reason this shit is the way the fuck it is. So those motherfuckers need to be held accountable also, for real.
Yeah. The ones that knew about it and they watched it happen, they watched
and
these it, young men, you know what I'm saying, go through the ordeals that they had to go through, and they stood on the sidelines and didn't say nothing. There's some punk motherfuckers, man. And
they
we don't know exactly
the
who is in
it.
Those books or who else was a victim. You know what I'm saying? It could be some of the people that we grew up listening to. And if that's the case, then I want to know who the fuck it was. Whose albums did I really buy? I want to know all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
True.
And they need to be exposed. Because, you know, this shit is crazy. But we got this song. I played it a couple times. I love this song. It's Close to War. I want to play it again. I want to go to a break. Tell everybody about this one and what's it going to be on?
Close to War, you know what I'm saying? We all stand on that boundary line in a conflict with self, conflict with their families, job, life. We all on that edge. And I did this song to actually point out and acknowledge that we all are walking that line. We all are close to war on a small scale and shit, with the Trump card being played even on a bigger scale. So Close
Much
to War is
exactly.
Close to War is a very, very important song off this album. I'm talking about very, very, very important. So here we go, Close to War, Murder Master Music Show.
Close enough to start a war. All that I have is a small
It's who I am, who I supposed to be, or do let it be defines me. Or maybe I should just change direction so Twitter could even follow me. Supposed to be a part of me, for the most part you're a part from me. But I need you in my world, for loneliness won't keep me company. It's not the view I saw for me. I picture life in a different frame. The past is all they see in me, so it seems they can't even see the change. Strange in the brain when it appears I'm entertaining, thinking. Rewrite my past, camera flashbacks from eyes blinking. Words observe the paper before the ink dry. Begin to wipe tears from my eye. Too late for pride. Screaming for help, but misread his emotional outburst. So how can one mislead unless one be misled? Damn, a simple thought can break your concentration. But with money on your mind, even time can run out of patience. I'm looking for the finish line and find I'm still racing. With them haters hating, heels chasing me down for that next line.
What was I gonna put there? All that I have is on the floor. God only knows that we're fighting for all that I say. You always say more. I can't keep up with your turning tables under your thumb. I can't breathe.
I ask myself.
These failures not an option, I weigh my option on the scale. All my gains against the grain, my sweat drain in the pail. Comparing every crime to facing time with no bail. No bailouts, no time to serve out, and no sale. I'm trying to pay bills to survive and avoid jail. It's like trying to fight for breath, stressed out, smoking hell. Coughing when I'm choking, trying not to exhale, hell. Champagne wishes while sipping ale from a cocktail. If this boat don't float, I hope to hell I can catch sail. Refuse to spit that bullshit just to get sales. I'm trying to ride this track out and keep it upscale, but too tense to relax. They're killing black males. We used to die on the same track, tied to the rail. So no, I speak to kill the track. Train of thought don't fail. Took a look in my son's eyes to see I have to prevail. Sacrifice my life to never derail. On the rail.
Get hard though.
That's a chance.
All that I have is on the floor. God only knows what we're fighting for. All that I say, you always say more. I can't keep up with your turning tables under your thumb. I can't
Yeah, what the fuck? Sorry about that, y'all.
Yeah, that's that shit right there, boy.
Yeah.
Refuse to spit that bullshit just to get sales.
Yeah, exactly. You know what
I'm saying?
This is not that crap that you hear on the radio. This is that real shit with substance. You know what I'm saying? Something that's actually worth buying. So whatever this drops, you said this drop in January?
Yes, I'm actually, I've been talking to a few people. I've been trying to get all the promotional aspect. We got to get the interview done, you know what I'm saying, together to review the album. And after that, then I'm going to go ahead and release it to the public because I really want to have the opportunity to do as y'all doing now. Let me actually explain the meaning behind everything before they hear it. Because I want them to get the picture I got. You know what I'm saying? I paid a picture that you can actually get the picture you want to out of it. But I want them to actually understand where it came from when I created.
Yeah, and that's what it's about. You know what I'm saying? When you listen to music, you want to get something from it. You know, definitely. You know what I'm saying? We're waiting for the homie Poppy to call in. Last time he was on the show, we was talking about these pedophiles and stuff. And recently, Q-Tip, well, actually, this album has been in the works, supposedly, for years. He's got an album coming out called The Last Zulu. And that's kind of, at this point, I think, if you're going to be representing that after what that whole thing has been accused of, that just makes you look like you're one of the motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? So I imagine Poppy has something to say about Q-Tip as well, because I don't know why that dude is even coming out with that shit. Now, the Zulu Nation, the ones that left, and if you distance yourself from dude, fine, but if he's still running that fucking thing...
Right.
Man, that'd be horrible.
Yeah. What kind of message is that really sending? It's basically saying, fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, well, Brandon posted something earlier today, and I wouldn't really, you know, and I specialize in listening to words. I don't even know how the fuck I missed it. But KRS-One, 13 and good. At the end of that motherfucking song, he says, the moral of the story is there is no moral, which means there is no morals. So they had this mind frame then.
Right.
Yeah.
And then when the girl father came in and wanted to fuck KRS-One, we really don't know how that story ended. I took that as a replica of Bam, because it was an older cat that actually came in on KRS, and he submitted to it.
Yeah, I
made that video earlier, and I also posted that, like, sometimes I might make, like, a little joke or something to laugh about, you know, like, to make fun of KRS and Bam Butter, but I did clear it up that there ain't nothing funny about it. Like, that's just, you know, like, I posted a picture of Jerry Sandusky and Joe Paterno and said, look, it KRS-One and Bam Butter. Like, just for a quick laugh. But there ain't nothing funny about what Bam Butter has done and what KRS-One did. But, I mean, that like, hurt my feelings, man, when he said that if you don't support Bam Butter, you should get out of hip-hop. Because I always loved KRS-One. And,
well, Bambaataa really is not the full definition of hip hop.
Hip hop, exactly.
Rock Body Don't Stop is fucking disco. That's not hip hop.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
If you really want to go the truth of the matter. Now, the problem is KRS is a representation of hip hop. And I think he need to be denounced and outed.
Yeah.
Right. He, don't be telling the truth all the time anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Nah,
you can just ask Shan about that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? They always going to try to say Shan be hating, but nah, Shan just be telling it like it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, and if telling the truth is hating, shit, I guess we're going to keep being some motherfucking haters.
Well, I'm not hating. Because
ain't got
time for
that bullshit.
No, man. We in a desperate time. I thank God for the Murder Master Music Show, because what y'all doing is exactly what's needed. Y'all give full a chance to actually hear the underground and what's actually going on, other than believing all the bullshit media hype. Now, KRS had a whole lot of radio play, but believe me, he's still a part of that system, and they control him to control everything else. And when he made that statement, he solidified that. He literally solidified that. There's other artists out there that are pioneers that came around the same era, Chris, and after, that was 10 times way better MC. And I heard a cat say earlier that, you know, if you really listen to his album, because he stopped listening to him, he said, because all he did was contradict himself. And if you really do listen to it is a big-ass contradiction. You can follow my category from point A to point Z, and you'll see a growth process. No contradiction. If I made a mistake, I learned from it and moved from it. Don't make a mistake and go and say, well, I learned from it, then you go right back to that motherfucking mistake. That's a contradiction. That's a hypocrite. And ain't nothing I hate worse than a fucking hypocrite.
Yeah, exactly, man, because you got to think about it, too. What was his whole message? The teacher, okay?
Yeah.
What does the teacher do?
Yeah.
The teacher usually teaches who? Children. You know what I'm saying? We got to look at that aspect of it, too. You know?
His name, KRS-One, means knowledge reigns supreme.
Reigns supreme over nearly everyone.
Yeah, like, and then this shit happens, like, I mean, it's just crazy. Like, the whole thing's just fucked up.
Well,
the one thing I salute about Poppy is that he ride for how he feel, man. You know what I'm saying? So, like, he motivated other people to come out and tell they stories of being molested and shit like that. And that's one thing I'm always do about Poppy, man. I'm always fuck with him because he fight that good fight and he don't give up. You know what I'm saying? Like, he ready for whatever.
Yeah,
just to try to help somebody else out, man. That's always got to be noted. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Poppy's whole thing, like, is he's not just trying to dirty up Bambaataa's name. Like, he's trying to get people to come out against Bambaataa if they were molested by him, or just anybody in general. He always says that.
Exactly.
He always tells anybody.
Yeah,
he's
digging at Bambaataa now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, because
he is getting molested all over the country, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All over the world, man. They taking advantage of it. Like me and Prayers always say, everything stems all the way back. The most fucked up shit in the world always ties to the fucking kids, man. Some way or the other.
Yeah. You can't figure out why. You know what I'm saying? Why would anybody want to hurt, you know what I'm saying, the most defenseless, you know what I'm saying, there is? Yeah, well, it's either the kids or the elderly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You want to take advantage of someone while they're sick and they're going out of the game, and you want to take advantage of someone while their mind isn't fully developed. That's the mindset of these fucking animals, these predators. And we need to expose them every chance we get. And I know we stand out. You know, a lot of people that were exposing the situation, they're not doing it no more. They said, "Oh, fuck it, man. We ain't even gonna talk about it." You're not doing your job in hip hop media if you're not gonna talk about it. This needs to be exposed. You know,
yeah, it's an awkward topic. You know, like, it is an awkward topic, but it needs to be out there. And you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I wish it wasn't a problem, and you guys didn't have to do shows about it. You know what I mean? But it's
a real problem.
You know what I'm
saying?
Well, absolutely. Like,
I salute Poppy even for bringing it forward, because it takes a special type of strength within a man to bring this shit forward. Me, personally, if it was me, I'd have just literally killed African Bambaataa, and that's just bottom fucking line. So to be able to come forward, because imagine what he lived with for so long inside before he came forward. That's like an animal that grows in you. That shit would actually send most motherfuckers crazy. So for him to actually come forward, that took a special type of strength. I don't know if I had that strength. I think I'd have just killed his ass and had no motive for it. I just killed him.
I saw him post it one day. Like, he posted a picture of Bam and a picture of KRS-One. He's like, one of them was like a father figure to me. And, you know, he meant the world to me. Like, he was a leader. And the other one was my favorite rapper. You think I wanted to do this? Like, I wish it never happened, man. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, he struggled for a while, like, debating whether he should come out or not. And when he came out with it, I mean, I respect the hell out of him, because, I mean, it wasn't just something bad that happened to him. It was, you know, it changed his whole life, man, the way he looked at these people, man. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, that had to hurt, man. You know what I'm saying? So I salute him, and I definitely, like, again, I salute him for encouraging other people, if they were abused as a child by anybody, to come forward, man. Like, he definitely someone that can be an inspiration to people, for real, man. And I respect the hell out of that.
Real talk.
He ain't about just tearing somebody down. He's trying to build people up, man, and that's real.
It's all about the kids, man. It's all about the kids. You know, you got to speak up for the children, and, you know, you got to definitely represent for them. I'm going to go to another break. We're going to play this one, highly acclaimed. This is the newest one from MC Shan. Shout out to him. Matter of fact, he admitted right here in this show that he was molested, and his inspiration for telling the world that, like Exit only said, it takes a lot of courage,
yeah,
was Poppy. You know what I'm saying? So Poppy already helped somebody else. You know, if you could just reach one person, you know, you're doing a world of good. And I know he's reached a lot more than just MC Shan. This is highly acclaimed. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Yes, for life.
Shan's one call. Highly acclaimed. No need to brag. Shan's one call. Highly acclaimed. No need to brag. Shan's one call. Highly acclaimed. No need to brag. From New York to Venice, I'm a menace in entirety. Flow of variety. Threat to the whole rapping society. Piss on your tombstone. Your grave site. Adversary fell to hell is how they dissipated. Whirl in my palm beneath cash to make it go round. Wonder how I hold it up, you niggas couldn't hold it down. Lyrics I be spitting like full clips inside a Mac 11. Player hating me cause I'm sitting back inside my 7. Closer to heaven, I'm surviving this living hell. Living well and got shit locked like a prison cell. I'm all about big ass, big tits and big G's. More blocks than Fort Knox, more mints than Wrigley's. I'm about to take the world even without cooperation. Reduce the population as I expand my operation. City to city, state to state, flooding every ghetto.
We're waiting for the homie Poppy to call. If I haven't break. Oh, shit. I tell you what, man, while we're laughing and cracking up, let's bring hip hop back. We're going to steal with MC Shan. We'll be right back.
Get your hand out of my pocket. Get your hand out of my pocket. Get your hand out of my pocket.
Old school, I'm a hip-hop head. Hip-hop hoes spinning hip-hop bread. Hip-hop rhymes on a hip-hop track. Let's bring hip-hop back. I'm the type to claim I never knew that cat. And on sight, niggas laying you out flat. Confidential CI, nigga, you that rat. Claiming thug, where the fuck they do that at? Is it to my understanding that you're handling coke keys? Talking about you pros? Nigga, you broke, please. You better save it for a lawyer. Less trips to the strip club, tricking on Latoya. You can never hold down what I maintain. Sick, got the people saying I ain't sane. Hot boy, acting like if you ain't flame. Got a chopper, but the bitch can't aim. In this game, son, I hustle like a nigga to sling crack. Waiting for these pussy little niggas to swing back. Me and you could never ever be on the same track. If coke was a notebook, this would be the bring back. Call me old school, I'm a hip hop head. Hip hop hoes spending hip hop bread. On a hip hop track. Let's bring hip hop back. Call me old school, I'm a hip hop head. Hip hop hoes spinning hip hop bread. Hip hop rhymes on a hip hop track. Let's bring hip hop back. Nigga, step up and get your cranium cracked. I'm trying to be cool, this ain't a way to react. I really ain't feeling what he's saying, he whack. Y'all niggas fraud, so I'm taking it back. I'm his worst nightmare, everything he fears. Fuck all this talking, nigga, see me when the check clears. Now y'all rapping and pursuing careers, and this is shit that I've been doing for years. Since when do some 20 inches sit a nigga so high? Walking so the nigga didn't see me stroll by. This is why I'm still getting paid today. Cause legends don't die, we just fades away. He must have rode the short bus cause he acts slow. The rookie nigga talking like he all pro. I'm jumping in but I ain't screaming, look out though. I'm screaming, fuck you nigga, die slow. Call me old school, I'm a hip-hop head. Hip-hop hoes spending hip-hop bread. Hip-hop rhymes on a hip-hop track. Let's bring hip-hop back. Call me old school, I'm a hip-hop head. Hip-hop hoes spending hip-hop bread. Hip-hop rhymes on a hip-hop track. Let's bring hip-hop back. You rather see a blind man cause he write braille. Why that nigga locked up cause he like jail? This nigga here shook cause he look all pale. A tame a beast, you got to grab it by the tail. But the trick is, I'm hard to catch. And your style and my style, they hardly match. I'm looking at the surface and it's hardly scratched. You still bleeding and you partly patch. I stay on point and keep one in the chain. And ain't worried about you cause your bitch ass lame. Fuck around and I'ma leave your bitch ass maimed. Nothing personal, it's part of the game. Original done, you know, romp with me. My gun pun cock, no bullshit talk. Your pussy all that rude boy, I move from a dick. My tech gets all rusty, but still I shoot shit. Call me old school, I'm a hip hop head. Hip hop hoes spending hip hop bread. Hip hop rhymes on a hip hop track. Let's bring hip hop back. Call me old school, I'm a hip hop head. Hip hop hoes spending hip hop bread. Hip hop rhymes on a hip hop track. Bring hip hop back.
Yeah, let's bring hip hop back. Yeah, here we go. Now we're back in the mix, man. It's like one of those real supers. You know, you just can't stop laughing, man. Jesus Christ. Yeah, but turned into Underground Saturday Night for a couple minutes there. Which, by the way, if you haven't tuned into that show, I strongly recommend it. It's every Saturday, 9 p.m. Central. Mac J, Velvet Rose. I mean, it's a great show, Mac, because you guys combine music with news, current events, comedy, crazy callers. Just a good time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we got the Shit Bum Award. We're going to do the Shit Bum Awards again.
I was just going to ask you about that. Yeah, tell everybody about that shit again, man.
Yeah, so everybody, if everybody know a Shit Bum, and the Shit Bum is exactly what I just said, a shitty-ass bum-ass motherfucker. So if anybody do some Shit Bum-tastical things throughout the year, you can hit us up, nominate them, or preferably call in the show and press. I think I'm going to print out some certificates and everything. send them out. So you can become a shit bum award winner. You know, be the envy of all your friends by winning the shit bum award. The SBAs. You know what I'm saying?
We haven't had that, and it's been the other show, it was only done once out of, 3 years?
Yeah.
You know, it should have been done every year. I'm glad you're bringing it back, so I look forward to that. It definitely going to be funny. You know, my late dog, rest in peace, he won a shit bum award.
Yeah.
My dog won a
That's
shit
right,
bum
he did
award.
Win one.
So it's not
That's
just
right,
subject to the humans, you know what I'm saying? Your favorite animal can win one as well. By the way, UGS for Life, we're going to be selling socks and mittens real soon. I got my grandma. She's actually knitting right now as we speak. She's making the UGS logo on these dope-ass knee-length socks. No, I'm just fucking with y'all. But, you know, we might have, you know, top of the year, we might have some hats or some shirts come back out, you know what I'm saying, different design. We'll see what's up, you know, see what's going on with that. Other than that, we got Skinny Man on the Rant. That's coming real soon. And I definitely want to plug Scratch's graphics, because if you need art, CD covers, mixtape covers, logos, anything, man. This guy can even take your family pictures and do things. I saw him take a little baby and put him like Godzilla in New York City, tearing up skyscrapers and shit. He can do that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? And he's hella affordable and professional and quick. Get at him. Also, be looking out for Skinny Man's new album, The Living Tribunal. That'll be coming out 2017. Also in 2017, the homie from the Shy Menace, he's got a new album, you know what I'm saying, My Life, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly, you know what I'm saying, it's, you got to watch out for him. And like I said earlier, Exit Only Immortal Words, that's going to be dropping. Oh, I just got off the phone with Fresh Kid Ice. He actually called me right before the show. We were just chopping it up. They're going to be on the show January 11th, because on the 13th, they're dropping the compilation, Chinaman Records.
Oh, okay.
That's going to be a dope show. Then Tuesday, we got Little Troy. You know what I'm saying? He squashed his beef with Scarface. He's still doing a lot of big things. He's going to be on the show. Man, Church of Reality, we're going to be going in on these pedophiles once again. Poppy should be on this Sunday with myself, Elaine, Brandon, and I think Skinny might be calling in. So, man, we're continually doing things, man. UGSforLife.com, just keep fucking with us on the website.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Hell's Heavyweight is the group you want to join on Facebook. What's that, Brandon?
I just wanted to shout out D-Pain real quick, too, man. Hit D-Pain up, man, for engineering.
Oh, yeah, Jack D-Pain, man. That's the homie, man.
If your shit not sounding right, like, you got a track, it sound all muddy and everything, man. The quality ain't that great. Send it to D-Pain, man. I heard a bunch of tracks that he did work on, man. He clears them right up, makes them sound good, professional and everything. And he'll do a verse for you, too. Hit him up.
I heard D-Pain.
I just know Damian Payne on Facebook. I
heard a track that him and Scratch just did on one of D-Tag's beats. D-Tag's out of the Netherlands. That's the guy that Brother Nick was talking about. And they killed that fucking track. Be on the lookout for that. Scratch and D-Pain, they got a whole bunch of music coming out, too. 2017 is going to be the year of music at UGS. I'm telling you, man, people are coming out with a lot of music this year.
We got the Deep Cover Cypher, man.
The Deep Cover Cypher, man. This is something
Mac
that you and Scratch put together. Mac J, you got to be on that shit, man.
I got something for you. I can't wait. I might even make some music this year too, Prez. I don't even know. You know how I do.
Hey, man.
I finally found some place to record. Yep, you know what I'm saying? Now I just got to find the time to just get shit done.
Yeah, and
running, man.
Plus, when you come here to the homie Big Zach, he's got a setup too over here, so he got some good audio. He's doing a lot of stuff with D-Pain and Scratch as well. So, man, we got verbal killers everywhere, man. Everywhere. People are coming together. I looked at that cipher that you're putting together, Brandon. You got a lot of people involved in it. I know Exit Only's on there. Monte Cristo, you know, Trey Mac, James, and Beyond. Who are some of the other guys?
Yeah, we got... I already got verses from Exit Only and Monte Cristo. Super Smash Bros. Are on it. A bunch of LDP guys. I don't know who else on it. I know Slug's Up's on it. And D-Pain. I think Big Zach's on it too. Skinny Man's on it. Scratch, of course. Mac J's going to be on it. I'm waiting on Dez from Hellborn and Caliber 007, man. Once we get Dez, Mac J, and Caliber, the only three verses we need, and we're done with it. So there might be somebody else on it. D-Tag's on it, too. D-Tag killed it. I didn't even know he rapped. He said he heard about the cipher, and he went and recorded it.
Killed
it. He
the was the first person. Right? Yeah, the producer. Yeah. That dude,
yeah,
I didn't know he rapped either. Yeah, me either.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? You know, and
yeah,
he was cold. He had that sniper flow, man. He had that rapid fire, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
spit.
Oh, I got the Sleepwalkers too, man. Keith Martinez, Evil S, and Matt the Murder Man. They're on it too, man. I didn't hear their verse, but Scratch said they killed it.
Hey, Matt the Murder Man actually... we're going to have Matt the Murder Man. He's going to be on the show, I think Monday the 19th, along with Detroit Unplugged Radio. Then we're going to play the cipher. Chris Bondi's got a cipher with a bunch of guys. We're going to play their cipher after Detroit Unplugged interview and Matt the Murder Man. So that's going to be, hey, man, we're giving back to the underground on all levels. And people are recognizing that, and that's what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? You got to support the underground. And like I said just a few minutes ago, if you want to join a dope Facebook group, it's called Hell's Heavyweights, Hell spelled with a Z. You know what I'm saying? Make sure to join the Murder Master Music Show Facebook group as well. And then join the UGS for Life online group. That one, me and Scratch kind of just said, fuck it, and took it. you know what I'm saying? We just said, I looked at it, it said I was an admin. I thought, oh, really? Okay, I'm an admin. I'm just going to change the name then. And that's what I did. So, join that group. Join that fucking group before it gets taken down. But in the meantime, go to Hell's Heavyweights, go to Underground Society, and then go to Murder Master Music Show. Go to Underground Saturday Night. Like that page. You know what I'm saying? Support it. Support the Slaughter Hour. And we could just sit here and talk about all the shit we're doing because there's so much, man. I mean, we got a lot of people doing a lot of things. So... let's hope 2017 brings a lot of good stuff for us all. I don't know if Poppy's going to make it tonight. You know, Shane, if he doesn't, you know, it's all good. We're going to play some music and then get up out of here. We'll have him on the show in the future, man. He can come on anytime. He's welcome. He knows that. He hit me up before the show, said he's got some things he's got to do. You know, some things came up. So if he doesn't... he doesn't show up, it's all good, man. We got some music,
right,
man. Matter of fact, man, here go Al Capone right now. We'll be right back.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Al Capone, a.k.a. Al Capizzi. Bending corners in the M-Town. This Memphis 10, baby. And I'm putting it down with my dog, Scott Baja, on the Murder Masters Music Show. Oh, boy.
Y'all ready for this? Y'all ready for this? Y'all ready for this? Y'all ready for this?
Y'all ready for this? Y'all ready for this?
In the mirror, that's an ugly frame. The river flood, that water's dirty, boy, you
know you wrong. I never let you off the hook, I had to make a song. Just for my people up in Flint, we got to stick together. Just cause they dealing with the po, they think we take whatever. Abandoned houses in my hood, looking like the wood. They moving drugs on every corner, you can smell it good. Drop to my knees and pray to God, cause we live in sin. We plan on working with the staff, but not them again. Hey, Mr. Governor. Hey, come on, Governor.
Yeah.
That's right. Money ain't nothing but a thing to me. But a lot of you clicks ain't really what you claim to be. Plus you old, so you know what that means. You might as well just go on and turn yourself in. You might as well go on and surrender. You might as well go on and turn in your barcode. Cause you want it dead or alive. Ain't nothing gonna happen to you.
Beanie cap on low in the top pocket. It's like that though.
Diamonds in the back, sunroof top. Digging in the scene with my khaki creek, bitch. Niggas won't more. 187, and you know what's hard. Motherfucking four. I hit the block on some 14-7. Strapped with the mini HK Mac 11. Niggas start shaking as the white goat approached them. Off the block, ass drop, three-wheel motion. Bumping that a top seat. A hardcore stiff like a Dolphy. I'm ready to get sick, so back up off because I crunch like King Kong. A face that's much thicker than a dinosaur's backbone. With my steel toes on, I can't be faded and they can't ready to still stand strong. When dedicated, but they can't play because I'm too hard. Core 187 proof, pure huffin' puff with a flow like a lion's roar. That's just a logo, so get the front row. Stepping up for execution, shackled down to my boots and with some new hit. That 187 music that got food hip and juiced up to do what I keep my hips on the slunder. We're ready to rumble, tuck them like Linux, watch them stumble. They make the gap fumble. I'm coming to get mine, so separate mine from yours. And I don't give a fuck, fool, cause it's hardcore.
The definition of hardcore is to bust on the next man when he disrespects. And not to tell on no one, always take the fifth.
Fucking with that Southside lunatic, gotcha. Getting with that PG down for that GB. So when it's on, bring it on with all you got. OG specialized in making a Glock pop. So think before you step, think before you speak. I have you buried up to your neck with sand, overlooking the beach, just ass out. And when that tide rolls in, you'll be shorter than a midget in quicksand with lead boots. So shoot when you see the hoop ride. Scoop down your strip and load the clip to bring that hit. Killers live long, so step with some shit. I will top the groove, bow deep with four extra clips and tear a nigga's chest up. As soon as he hits the canvas pocket, check up. Jacking them niggas and breaking their ass off some tough. Like Selly Sims, their retaliation is a must. So duck when I bust, cause if you don't, you'll be standing for the whole clip. I'm known to pop, cock and lock, infrared on the nigga's lip. So if you step, step with the vest. But with that 50 in the steel, butt holes through a nigga's chest. Diamonds in the back, sunroof top. Digging in the scene with my khaki creek, bitch. Niggas won't more. 187, and you know what's hard. Motherfucking
come
core.
Up off that king, niggas catching pain. Stick my gaze under their chin, blow they fucking brains.
Solo the psycho, going head hunting. Coming with them fully loaded, automatic, dumping them. Clips empty, tips smoking, niggas, we ain't no joke. So take yourself or you wreck yourself or do who ride down the smoke. The streets is getting hectic in this shit, call me the priest. Keeping niggas up on game, the street knowledge king. Shit that I done seen can make a grown nigga throw up. From taping a bomb in a sucker's mouth, watching his head blow up. I'm putting in work, stepping on brains in my steel toes. Any sucker cross my path, and I'ma pick they throw. So think before you move, quit, cause I'm in this. Shit till death do its part, Mark, come get with this. I have you grooving in a drop, keep G's in your pocket. Mobile phone and a Glock, coming up, that's on the block. Come fuck with a real nigga and stack meal. Niggas and down to kill, niggas and when we strike, oof does this thing, born Rook Diddy.
Never know who could be watching you, yeah.
Think we crooked, can't step in the mall without y'all thinking that we took it. Should it be up to you or a man up above to pay a judgment on me? But like they showed me no love. Now fans wanna shove me, but me, crack. Cause I retired from the game and took my money on track. You relax for a second. like we fools. My freedom too important to lose. No clues, just fools. I stay on top of my game. If I choose to live low key, it don't change a thing. I'm still the same, so I stay high to avoid the shot. Undercover, attendant powers follow me on the block. Till the days don't stop, see something new on the grind. Like we blind, the gas company don't work overtime. Rain or shine, I'm like a chime blowing in the wind, trying to find sanity with peeping eyes set in. Tell me when will it end so I can get some rest. Well, I check it in first before things get worse. What we read is like a curse, but it seems to get me through. No matter what you do, they always watching you.
Cause the